Wondery Plus subscribers can binge all 6 episodes of In God We Lust ad-free. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Liberty University in Virginia has a very strict code of conduct.
You're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to have sex. You're not supposed to curse or do the sorts of stuff that is expected from, you know, good, proper Christians.
Even students staring too long at each other isn't allowed. They call it making eye babies.
And for 13 years, the man overseeing this code was Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty and the founder's son.
Whenever he would come on stage, there's this thing where every student in the building shouts, Jerry!
At Jerry's side was his wife, Becky.
As a mother, I just want to talk to the students. I want to talk to
everyone. Kind of loved her because she was just a very sweet, very kind, very personable figure.
But what happens when the Falwells break their own rules?
A one-time Miami pool attendant, Giancarlo Granda, claiming he'd had a 7-year affair with Falwell's wife, Becky, and that Falwell watched when they were intimate.
You could tell me anything about the corruption at the top of Liberty University, and I would believe it.
From Wondery comes a very special Even the Rich miniseries. It's called In God We Lust, a story about lies.
But here's the thing. Nobody at Liberty keeps a secret for too long.
Hypocrisy.
This idea that, you know, a Christian leader would lie to you is disappointing.
And the intoxicating effects of money, power, and sex.
How could this get worse, right? Like what is the news that this is better than? And then it came out.
The photos between husband and wife.
Yes.
The evangelicals are kinkier than Tom Arnold.
How can you know the difference between what is right, what is wrong, what is truth, and what is error?
To listen to In God We Lust, subscribe to Wondery Plus. Start your free trial at WonderyPlus.com today.